We've been tracking the cold front moving across the area overnight through early this morning with some bands of heavier showers, even a few rumbles of thunder for some neighborhoods, and rainfall as expected occurring everywhere. The heaviest amounts near the Florida-Georgia border, where we've had some inch and a half plus reports coming in, but even a few places along the I-10 corridor with an inch of rain, and then averaging about a third to two-thirds of an inch when you get south of Jacksonville, especially near and south of Highway 16. But in any case, 100% coverage of some much-needed rainfall this time of year. Even though we're coming off a wet February, it does not take long to dry out this time of year. So some good news in that regard. We'll make for another dreary start to the day today, and still wet. It'll take a little while to dry out, even though the heaviest rain is moving swiftly offshore through 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. We'll be left behind with some drizzle and even a few lingering showers or patchy light rain. So it'll be wet for the morning commute, but at least the heaviest rain will have concluded and is moving on off to the east. And then by late this afternoon, a brightening to the skies. We should get enough dry air to get at least some sunshine, but it's a cool day today. The average high is around 70. We'll only be in the low to mid 60s this afternoon, and with clearing skies and a northerly breeze and dry air tonight, it'll be cold. We'll drop well down into the 40s, but we'll rebound with a couple of really nice days to end the work week. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll have plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will top out around 70 tomorrow and the low to mid 70s on Friday. A tendency to be cooler at the beaches, but a couple of very nice early March days. Unfortunately, that will not last through the weekend, at least not the entire weekend. The next disturbance moves in on Saturday. Now, this still looks to be taking the low road, so to speak, a southern track, so that central and south Florida will have the bulk of the rain on Saturday. Keep that in mind if you're traveling. But we still should be close enough to get at least some light rain. The more north you live, the better chance you stay dry or drier on Saturday. But still, it looks like some light rain for Saturday. Amounts not all that great. But with the clouds and a wind off the Atlantic that'll be rather brisk at times, it'll be a quite chilly day and quite cold at the beaches, in fact. So we're looking at temperatures struggling just to get into the low to mid 60s on Saturday. Rainfall amounts look to be less than a tenth of an inch north of I-10, a tenth to maybe a quarter of an inch south of Interstate 10. So it's not a lot of rain. That's not really the story. It'll be the clouds and the chill in the air. We will salvage your Sunday, though, with some sunshine, though cool temperatures will still be below average. Highs will only be in the mid 60s. But right now, that looks to be the pick day of the weekend. And this is weekend is a big one. It's Monster Truck returns to Jacksonville, and we're looking at, as I mentioned, on Saturday, kind of a dreary day, although for Monster Truck, it's about perfect. Cloudy skies, maybe a little drizzle or light rain. Temperatures around 60 degrees. And on Sunday, a partly sunny sky in the low to mid-60s. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.